I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Wednesday, September 15th. I find the moon an endless source of fascination when it comes to changes and motions in the heavens. That has been our feature this week, both observing where we see the growing moon, but also how that connects to the bigger picture, involving the appearance of the sky both in September and during the year in general. The moon remains very low, now exhibiting a rounded edge on the left, referred to as a gibbous moon, which means rounded or humpbacked. Since the moon orbits the Earth within a few degrees of the same level or plane that the Earth orbits the sun, it tracks through the same stars that the sun appears to move through. This is true of the planets as well, giving these stars and their constellations greater significance to ancient observers. We know this as the zodiac, or sometimes the horoscope. That is why we see the moon approaching two brilliant objects to its left, the first one, Saturn, and then an equal distance farther left, Jupiter, as darkness settles in from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. On Thursday, we'll discuss the moon and its rendezvous with Saturn on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.